Good evening, everyone. I'm Siddesh Chavan from Ernst & Young Investor Relations, and I would like to welcome you to the Just Engineering Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. I would like to indicate that all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity to ask questions after the opening remarks conclude. Should you need to ask any questions, please select the raise hand option from the reaction tab to the Zoom application. We will call out your name and then request you to unmute yourself to ask the questions. While asking, please begin your name with your name and your organization. Please note that the conference is being recorded. The recording will be made available on the website within a day, and the transcript of the call shall be made available subsequently. To take us through the results and answer your questions today, we have the top management of Just Engineering Limited, represented by Mr. Pratik Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Dharmendra Jain, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I want to remind you everyone about the safe harbor related to the today's earnings call. Comments made during the call may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our business risk that could cause future result performance or achievements to differ significantly from what it is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. After the end of the call, if you need any further information or clarification, please do get in touch with me. With that said, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Pratik Patel. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our board meeting, our investor conference for the year ending, the quarter ending December 2023. For current financial year. I would now like to start by giving a small presentation which we have prepared and just share it on the screen now. This is part of the presentation which we have been giving every quarter. For the people who have come in new, just to give you an idea of what the company is about, we are a company in the manufacturing sector making equipment for water, wastewater, effluent, seawater, etc., treatment as well as pumping and conveyance. We have operations in four countries, that is India, USA, Austria, Hong Kong. We are on the verge of having operations now in UK as well. We have five manufacturing units with around 950 people. And we are supplying these equipments to various government bodies through the EPC contractors. We are basically focused on exports and export to over 45 countries. And we are approved by most of the authorities who are using these products worldwide. The company has grown over a period of time by investing in new technologies as well as new acquisitions. We have done acquisition in India, also outside India. In India, we acquired Shorsil and Shipbar. Outside India, we acquired Ma Machine and Lo, Rodney and E&M Hong Kong. And currently, we are in the process of acquiring Waterfront in UK. All of these acquisitions were done with a reason. The acquisitions in India were done with a view to improve the product range. The acquisition outside India were done with a view to get recognized brand. All of our products are sold based on approval. So if you are approved, then only you can sell these products to the treatment plant or the pumping station. And so to get the approvals and get international renowned brands, we went for acquisition. And Mar, Rodney and Waterfront was as the result of that. Currently, we have five manufacturing facilities, which three are in Indore, around Indore. Four are around Indore. One is in America. We are in the process of building one plant in Chennai, and with the acquisition of Waterfront, we will have one plant in Glasgow. So, in a short time within this year, we would have two more manufacturing facilities added up. The current potential from all these facilities is close to 700 crore. We are adding new facilities, and that will ensure that over time we would be able to build a manufacturing capability up to 1,000 crore. We have invested mostly in all the manufacturing facility which is required to produce this product. So most of the facilities in-house. Very rarely we have to go out, and that we do when the order booking is much beyond our manufacturing capabilities. As I had already pointed out, we make a lot of products for water, wastewater business. We make gates, water intake gates, heavy fabricated gates, core screening equipment, fine screening equipment, screening conveying equipment, valves, various type of valves, knife gate valve, bulk solid handling valve, and special purpose valves. And we also make process equipment, which is subsequent to the intake. So all the type of process equipment required for primary treatment and secondary treatment are also made by us. We also make hydropower equipment, which can generate electricity, renewable energy at a very low head, and screw pumps for stormwater pumping. These are the products from Invent range, which we are launching this year. And these are all used in secondary treatment. Most of our product goes into this varied application, be it for irrigation, stormwater, drinking water, or for wastewater. And in the industrial, wherever huge quantum of water is required, generally such water is required in nuclear power plant or thermal power plants, paper and pulp plants, petrochemical plants, steel plants, chemical plants, etc. If you see our major business, it comes from water control gates, and 61% of our revenue comes from that business. Screen contributes 15%. This is based on what we have done it for 9 months. On a yearly basis, there may be some changes. Valves does 17% and all other equipment does 7%. So gate remains our main business, but screens and valve also contribute significantly to our revenue mix. We are doing business mostly outside India as well as in India. But our target is to have more than 65% revenue coming from outside India. As of now, we are somewhere around 58%, but we are quite confident in 1 or 2 years' time we will reach 65%. The major market outside India is Far East, Middle East, USA, and Europe. We are still weak in Africa, but we are building resources to go strongly into Africa as well. I already mentioned that most of our business is related to approvals, and for that, we should be approved by consultants as well as the end clients and also by the contractors. We are mostly approved in India and outside India by all the leading EPC contractor or consultants. And it is a result of that we get easy acceptance for new projects worldwide. Coming to the main topic of this meeting, we have announced already our results, and they are also posted on the stock exchange. For the 9 months, Just Engineering revenue has grown by around, on standalone basis, has grown by around 25%. Shivpal, unfortunately, our revenue has gone down. We will work hard to catch up on the shortfall in Shivpal. The revenue has gone down by 54%. However, in just USA, our revenue has gone up by 28%. As a result, we have been able to give quite a good performance on the profitability. The profitability at Just Engineering has gone up. Profit after tax has gone up by close to 25%. The profit after tax at Shivpal has gone down by 93%. But most importantly, the profitability in Just USA has gone up by 28%. So more than 200%, because last year we were in losses. So 228%, 200% the profitability has gone up. This augurs well because once Just USA is performing well, then we expect that on the consolidated basis, the company performance will significantly improve. Talking on the consolidated situation, our revenue has grown on the consolidated portion by around 25% in 9 months, as well as profit has grown by around 27%. So it's a very good sign as far as gross profit, profit after tax, and profitability is concerned. The PAT has significantly grown by 50%, and we expect that this turnaround in profit after tax is on account of USA. And as US operations improve, we hope to give much better performance on the end of the year. This shows our consolidated income statement. As you can see, there is a significant improvement in EBITDA margin, as well as some improvement in PAT margins at the end of 9 months. We expect this, as I've already mentioned twice before, we expect this to significantly improve at the end of this year, because those who are old investors must be knowing that in the last quarter, we do maximum revenue. And when with the fixed cost of salary, wages, and other expenses, higher proportion of our margins comes on the fourth quarter. So based on the improving situation of quarter three, I'm quite confident of giving very good results in quarter four. Coming to our order position, as on 1st February, our total order book position was 851 crore, out of which 583 crore is orders outside India. Orders within India are 268 crore. We have 440 crore order book in Just Engineering, 380 in USA, and 31 crore in Shivpal. So overall, I would say all the three companies have good order book position. We were a little bit lagging in execution in Shivpal because of delayed approvals, but now we hope to catch up in the last quarter. Our consolidated order pipeline also is quite strong. We have already negotiated orders for 53 crores, and other orders which are under negotiations are close to 34 crore. The orders under negotiation are expected to be negotiated within next 1 or 2 weeks. So we are looking at a very strong order book position at the end of this financial year. We still maintain the projected sales outlook, which we had informed at the beginning of the year. Then I had told that we expect to achieve a combined consolidated sales of around 515 crore. In spite of the Red Sea problem which we are facing, resulting into delay in delivery to USA and UK, we are quite confident of achieving 515 crore in revenue. However, if things go in our favor, we can easily surpass this by 5 to 10%. I'm glad to inform that Rodney Hunt has become profitable in third quarter. Last year, it had become profitable in the last quarter. So we are improving our performance at Rodney Hunt. This year, we are targeted $26 million revenue, and we would achieve this easily. In fact, the Red Sea situation makes us a little bit nervous, but if it was not so, then we could have achieved at least 28 million revenue in Rodney Hunt and shown a growth of more than 40% in this year. However, we keep our fingers crossed. If things improve, then we should be touching something like $27 to $28 million in US revenue this year. We have already met investors and are issuing new preferential shares worth 42 crores to the investors as well as warrants to promoter and key employees this month. The purpose of raising this fund is in America, we are seeing great traction and bigger orders. The last big order which we received in America was more than $10 million value, which was received in the month of August, September. This order and all such big orders need a bonding to be given. Now, as of now, we have accumulated losses in America, which does not allow the banks to give bonding without deposit. And so we have to give close to 45% of the bond value as deposit. And this hampers our taking orders, because we cannot easily give 45% deposit. So the main purpose of raising this 42 crore was that we like to use $3 to $4 million out of that for bonding purpose and balance in building our new facilities in Orange as well as in Rodney Hunt, Houston plant. Looking at the very strong growth prospects in export market, also looking at what we have found out in UK, we feel we need to increase our capabilities, manufacturing capabilities at Unit 4, Rodney Hunt plant. And so we have now applied for a new plot of 2.75 acres, the cost of 2 crore opposite to Unit 4. And we will acquire this plot and we aim to build a new manufacturing facility at this plot. The construction would be started in middle of this year and this plant would be commissioned by middle of next year. Regarding Waterfront UK, I am pleased to inform you that most of the official formalities have been completed and we are now expecting final approvals anytime now. If we get final approvals in the first quarter or first half of February, then we would be able to wind up this acquisition by February or else in March to make Waterfront a subsidiary of Rush Engineering Limited thereafter. Our CEO, Mr. Bhumesh Pandey, had been to Waterfront UK with the view to see what things need to be done before we take over the company, and complete reorganization of Waterfront is planned along with addition in capacities so that we are able to expand rapidly in UK. I'm pleased to inform that because of the proactive steps which we have taken, we should be in a position to inaugurate the expanded facilities in June 2024. So I would like to sum up by saying that we have had quite a robust growth in this quarter. Our revenue increases overall by 28% in the first 9 months, and our EBITDA also increased by around 39%. Also, as already I have mentioned it before, the consolidated order position is quite strong, 851 crores with 583 crores for projects outside India. We also have a strong order pipeline, and I expect to end this financial year with at least 800 crores in order book. If you see this 800 crore order book on what we have projected for next year we are projecting for revenue in between 625 crore to 650 crore. So having 800 crore order book in hand end of year, this financial year or beginning of new year, is a very good sign for next year as well. As mentioned before, I am quite confident of achieving 515 crore projected revenue. If everything goes favorable to us, we will significantly surpass this figure. In the end, I would like to say that from my side, I am quite bullish on the way the company is performing, and I am happy to say that the international market also looks quite dynamic on the water business. Today our market capitalization has crossed 2,100 crore, and most important is out of around 325 staff, now 221 staff has opted for ESO. This augurs well for the company, because most of this staff, I understand or I believe, would like to stick with the company and participate in the growth of the company, because the company is helping them also to increase their worth. And so, with such a strong team of people to support the management, I am looking forward to a very good future for this company. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Gentle reminder to all the participants, to ask question, please select the raise hand option under the reaction tab of Zoom application. We will now wait for a moment until the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please select the raise hand option.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Sanjay Shah, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
I have already unmuted. Hello.
Hey, we can hear you.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Sure.
Hi. Good evening, gentlemen. Congrats on great set of numbers. Pratik sir, regarding the order flow, which you have cited is very optimistic. Can you highlight upon which are the region or which are the verticals where the order flow is coming from, and where we anticipate even furthermore growth coming from which area? Like you last time talking about the rising sea level, can you highlight upon that? Help.
Yeah. So, Sanjay, our standard business, as you can see, is mostly water, wastewater. However, in future, more than water, wastewater, there are going to be three new type of businesses which will be helping our revenue to grow faster. What are these three? One is stormwater. Stormwater is a result of excess rainfall on a given day in any of the city, and then that results into flooding of the city. The second is going to be the rising sea level. And the third is going to be reuse. So you will be required to reuse the water, either desalinate, use desalinated water or reuse water for survival of the human race. So these three are going to be the future for all water industry. Coming to storm water, you must have seen worldwide lot of huge high rainfall concentration is taking place, resulting into floods. And this is happening everywhere. And so most countries in the world are investing a lot of water into their ability to pump this excess water out so that shops, establishment, businesses don't get submerged in water. When we talk about seawater rising levels, now I do not know how many people are aware how critical this situation is going to become. Just to give you an idea, we are working simultaneously on many projects related to this worldwide. We are expecting a huge job in America, which is still under negotiation. But recently, we have given budgetary offer to Singapore. Singapore is expected to be 800 mm below sea level by 2100. And for that, the preliminary offer given by us for equipment is 900 million Singapore dollars. We are talking of something like 6,000 crore rupees. Okay, this is not going to happen very soon. This is all at the planning stage. But this is the extent of equipment required just by Singapore. There will be many small countries like Maldives, etc., which will vanish. So, I don't know also whether you are aware, but Kalimantan is being developed as a new capital in Indonesia. Jakarta by 2030 would be under 1 foot of water. So all these type of events are going to result into good boost to our products in time to come. How soon they will come, I am not in a position to predict, because it all depends upon the financial capabilities of each country. But for reuse, desalination, and for stormwater, most of the cities have started preparing. So seawater issue is down the line, but this is concurrent. In next 3 to 4 years, many of the cities will be investing in all this.
Right. Great, sir. So my second question was regarding, we have not talked about our disc filter opportunity, and can you even highlight about UK acquisition, how you see the future and what you see the current first year itself?
See, on the disc filter, as I said, in this month, in the month of February, we'll be developing a new disc filter, which is highly efficient and cost effective. That we'll be doing the trials of the disc filter in coming months. And if that is successful, we look forward to at least 15 to 20 crore of revenues from disc filter business every year. And this will go up because every plant, existing or future, in India would have invested on this type of technology to make the water as clear as possible. So the government, the current government also is focused on that, and new investments are being planned in water wastewater treatment. I read recently an article which says that India has only 1,300 sewer treatment plant as against many thousands, 20 or 30,000 sewer treatment plants in China. So you can imagine the gap we have. And once all those type of treatment plants are coming, they all have to equip with these filters. So we look for quite a huge growth in that business in time to come.
So what about riverfront, sir, UK?
Waterfront acquisition would be done in this month or maybe in March. And once that is done, we are looking at very high growth. Mr. Dermot Mar is now in India. He is within our office to strategize on how to re-enter the UK market for the Mar screens. Mar has more than 70 screens in UK. And Mar before winding down their business or scaling down their business, were doing very well in UK. We also found Bhunesh Pandey, our CEO, was in UK, and our initial reading of the market is that we can easily scale up 4 to 5 times in 4 years with our UK operations.
So what should we expect in the first year, whole year itself? Starting
first whole year, I would say 50 crore revenue. Next year, we can expect 50 crore revenue from UK, and we would like to increase this 50 crore. This year is around 30 crore, from 30 to 50, and 50 to 70, 75, and then 200 crores, something like that.
Great, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Good luck.
Thank you, Sanjay Shah. Next question is from Mr. Dilip Shahu. Please unmute yourself and go ahead. Mr. Dilip Shahu, kindly unmute yourself and go ahead. Maybe we can't hear you, Dilip Shahu. Please get back in the queue. Next question is from Mr. Tej Patel. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hello, not.
Yeah, you are. Please go.
Hello. Ahead. Yeah. So I'm like new to understanding the company and the industry as a whole, right? So correct me if I'm wrong. So since we have a, you know, such a huge diverse set of products, so I just wanted to get an idea of what will the market size of the products. I know like in the FNQ for the investors given, the market size is around 15 to 20,000 crores. But when I look at the report, you know, the reports, they say that the global market size for the equipments that we cater into is more than, let's say, 2 lakh crore globally. But then we ourselves say that the estimates are around 15 to 20,000 crore. So I just wanted to understand, what portion, I mean, in terms of percentage, what portion of the total equipment needed in water are we making? What is this market size globally in India, in the growth rate number, if possible, you know, you could give?
See, the market globally is very big, but we cannot be in all the markets. We have a limitation of the language. So we can think only of the, most of the English-speaking markets as addressable market. Even though we do business in France, etc. But you know, it's not an easy way of doing business if you don't understand the language. So the addressable market for us would be all those markets which are English-speaking. That is one. Two, we cannot also go with all our products in all these markets. We have to go one by one, otherwise the cost is too high. Just to give you an example, Rodney Hunt, we had launched screen. We produced screen in 2019 in America and sold screens also in America. But because the company was not doing financially well, and for screen, we had to engage two people, which was costing the company $300,000-$400,000. We decided to close the screening business in America until such time that we would be having enough resources to market screens and invest on 2 or 3 people to go and market the screens. So even though there is a global market, but if you don't have resources, it's of no use. So I would say that the market is very big. However, you address the market based on the resources you have, resources in the way of financial resources as well as in the way of manpower resources. Manpower resources within India and outside India. I believe we are looking for anywhere between 15 to 20% year-on-year growth. Yeah. And we would be increasing our both these resources in proportion to achieve that growth.
Okay, sir, no problem, got it. Now, sir, sorry, sir, what portion of these funds will be used for the bonding facility? The fund raised.
Yes.
So,
The fund
what's the
is used
percentage?
For bonding facility. $3 to $4 million. Present plan is $3 million to be used for bonding facility. However, if the order is very big and it needs more resources, then we may use $4 million also out of that for bonding.
Got it, sir. And one more question, sir. I think
just to explain to
sorry.
You, just to explain to you regarding bonding. Earlier, the bank was calling for 100% fixed deposit. Now, the bank has reduced to 45%. Once we are net positive, we do not have any accumulated losses, the bank will bring this down 45% further to around, say, 10 or 15%. And once that happens, then the deposit already created will be able to take care of future orders.
Okay, got it, sir. Got it. Sir, one more question. I think you're planning to, you know, commence the construction of our super the manufacturing facility. So, any status on that?
On super merging?
Yes, the super facility, Chennai.
Yeah.
So, super factory construction has started. The plant will be commissioned in September, October this year.
Okay, so this plant will be, I mean, this plant will cater to the process equipment side only, right?
No. It would be process equipment. Did you say process
yeah.
or postal?
Process.
Process, exactly.
Yeah, got it. So, and sir, if I'm not wrong, Shivpad was doing around, let's say, I mean, the process equipment revenue was around 40 crores, 40 odd crores in 2022, 2023, but the Shivpad revenue was 22 crores. So what I am assuming is that Super is manufacturing this machinery and transferring those assets to Just Engineering, who in turn is selling domestically, right? Am I understanding it right?
We both are manufacturing both places. So designed in Chennai, produced at Chennai, designed in Chennai, produced at Indore. So depending upon where we have to supply proximity, depending upon which plant has spare capacity, we produce from that plant.
Got it. And sir, one last question. So the Rodney and facility which would come in the next financial year, right? So then would the dependency on the Indian plant, that the Just plant for, you know, supply of the gates in the US, like how much it will reduce then, and how much Just plant will be, you know, get freed up? So any idea on it?
Rodnian plant will be producing only for those business which is short delivery or make in America. It is not being seen as a replacement of Indian operation. So Rodnian US operation will never be more than 35-40% of the total revenue.
Okay, so I mean more than 50% of this US business will, you know, the units will still be supplied by Just after the facility that I got.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from Ms. Alisha. Kindly unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Alisha.
Yes. Hi, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, a couple of questions. So, firstly, for waterfront, like you said, that, you know, the team is already gone there to see what kind of incremental investments will be required. Any thoughts on what is the kind of integration costs we may have to incur, any one-time costs or to expand the facility, what kind of investments we're looking to do?
So we are not looking at big investment. We are looking at investment of around 6 to 7 crore rupees. And we have been able to negotiate with Scottish government a subsidy of 50% on that investment. So after subsidy, I can say 3 to 4 crore is what we are planning to invest. The manufacturing shed has been taken on lease. So there is no big investment on construction. All this investment we are doing is in equipment only, machinery.
So this 6-7 crores will cover this cost and any other integration related cost that you may have to incur?
No, it's this is all within a very small one, half crore, 1 crore.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier that, you know, Waterfront or UK is continuing about 30 odd crores of revenue. What is the kind of margins that they are doing? Is it profitable, or what is the kind of expectation we have that they will do, say, this year, next year?
Waterfront is profitable, fortunately, but the margins are not something great. And that is our job to convert that revenue as well as margin to a significant level in line with our policy. Our policy is to have net profit from any operation more than 10%. And we are quite confident that as Waterfront revenue grows up, the overheads will come down, and with that, we'll be able to improve the profitability of Waterfront.
So say by the time they do the 100 crore kind of revenue, they should be able to reach the 10% PAT margins, which will be at least 3 years plus down the line.
Yes, definitely.
Sure. In terms of CapEx, you said that there's obviously Unit 4 that we're incurring CapEx on, and in US also. Will this be enough to reach the 1,000 crore top line aspiration, or after that also we will need more CapEx?
Waterfront expansion in Unit 4 and expansion in US will enable us to hit that 10. Please understand that this year Chennai also is being constructed. So Chennai, Waterfront expansion in Unit 4 and expansion in America, all these together will enable us to reach 1,000.
Understood. So what is the kind of CapEx that we're looking at doing in FY25, counting all of this, the 6-7 crores in Waterfront plus Chennai Unit 4, US, etc.?
So this year we are projecting 24-25, we are projecting investment of 15-16 crore rupees. Next year also we are planning investment of around 25-30 crore rupees. And maybe another investment of 10-15 crore. So up around an investment of 70-75 crore rupees in the next 3 years will enable us to reach from say 515 crore this year to around 1,000 crore.
Just also wanted to check that, you know, we did do the fundraise, and you mentioned that it is largely, you know, for bonding in US and little bit on the CapEx. But now that, you know, more of our business is going to come from the international markets, is there going to be, and we have a aspiration of 1,000 crore top line. Is there going to be need for any more fundraise or any incremental funding that we'll have to probably arrange for, say, for working capital? Capacity looks like it's taken care of.
So we do not expect a big investment for working capital. The company is quite profitable, and we would be able to take care of it as an ongoing concern. For CapEx, also, I don't think we will be required to go for more fundraise. Issue of fundraise may only come if we get a phenomenal order needing huge investment in capacities, or if we go for another acquisition. As of now, nothing is on the horizon, so I would say we don't look for any big CapEx other than what is already planned in the next 3 years.
And as Rodney, and it's profitable, so we are releasing some working capital from there also.
Yeah, with the Rodney and becoming profitable, there is a lot of pressure on working capital and fund cash flow and everything. So hopefully that way, and we'll not be needing funds. Fundraise just for that purpose.
Cash conversion cycle of 150 odd days is what we should be able to sustain at.
And we intend to bring it down. The target is 120 from 180 today.
Perfect. And one bookkeeping question. What is our effective tax rate? Because we were slightly lower because we had plans in SEZ this time for 9 months. It's looking like it's at 20%. So what is our effective tax rate going to be for this year, next year, going forward?
It depends on, because our one unit is 50% taxable and one unit of SEZ 100% tax free. So what the profit arises from that unit will, arrive on the calculation of the net debt. So it's around 21-22 effectively placed it.
Okay, 21-22%. Okay, understood. And just one
and
last question.
We are clubbing with the deferred tax also, because in paper you will see the accumulated both of current taxes, income tax, as well as deferred tax. So it will also contribution of the deferred tax. Because this time it is negative expense, but every time, many times it will be asset side also. And made credit also, we have accumulated made credit because of the low tax.
Okay. Understood. And so this 620 crores of top line aspiration for next year, this is excluding Waterfront?
I said 625 to 650 crores. And 625 to 650 is including Waterfront.
Including Waterfront. Got it. And just, you know, since the space, like you were mentioning at the start of the call, you know, there is going to be so much requirement in Singapore alone, and obviously multiple countries will have requirement. Any increase or new competition that we're seeing, or any risks or challenges we're seeing in our execution, which can probably deviate from the aspiration of 1,000 crore revenue?
No. There is no such formidable competition on the horizon as far as what we see from the current situation.
Okay, great. I'll come back in the queue. Best of luck.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Naveen. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is on the UK market. I just wanted to know, you spoke about the revenue potential. I wanted to know what is the opportunity size for our products in the UK market, and how is the competitive landscape there?
So the competitive landscape is not very aggressive. For every of the product, there are 2-3 companies there. Mostly not UK based, mostly out from outside UK. So I would say moderate competition. The landscape is if you look at gates, screens, and knife gate bars and process equipment, we are talking at something more than 1,500 crore. But because this is the first year we are going in, we have to learn a lot, and that's why we have put a moderate target of increasing the 30 crore revenue to 120 crore in 4 years' time. However, from the current exposure that our CEO had in UK, it seems that even this is a very, very modest target. So if everything goes right as it went in Rotterdam, we can look at UK as becoming quite a big business for us in time to come.
And in terms of scalability, Rodney Hunt, we took some time, but here we already have a management in place, and they have indirectly invested in Jesh. So how do you think the scaling up will happen here? And so what are the lessons that we are sort of implementing what we learned from Rodney Hunt in this acquisition?
So first lesson was to have some local team already. So that's why we have retained 20% shareholding with the current management. Secondly, we are going aggressive with the investment. So in Rodney Hunt, we have not taken manufacturing facility when we acquired the brand. Here, we even before we have acquired the company, we have already placed orders for expansion, etc. And that is why the deal would be completed in March, but the expansion would be done by June, and the inauguration would be done in June, because all the proactive decisions were taken so that we can go fast. As far as you are saying that to grow fast, I don't understand. When we say 30 crore to 120 crore in 4 years, it is fast enough. More than that, if we can do, we'll do. But I think 30 to 120 in 4 years should be considered fast enough.
And in terms of operations, will it be the same what we have in Rodney Hunt, where a majority of the product will be produced in India and shipped?
Yes. So 30 to 35% would be done in UK. Balance 60 to 65% or something like that would be done in India. So as I said, everything depends upon how fast delivery is required, what is the transportation cost involved, for what size of jobs, etc. That will guide the decision where to make it.
Okay. My second question is regarding Rodney Hunt. Now we have a very decent order book. I want to understand, is there any seasonality in execution of the same? Like in India, the last quarter is a major quarter.
It is the same. In America also, we have done around 14 or 15 million.
Yeah.
As of now, we have done 15 million. And in 3 months, we are talking of doing 28 million.
It's around
10 to 12 million. So, not much different. Everywhere, everyone is pushing to meet the deadlines. And the deadline is year ending, which could be 31st December or 31st March.
So, in terms of the last quarter contributing the most, will that sort of dependency reduce any time, or will this continue? Because
I think
nearly 42 to 45% comes in the last quarter, and it's like a one-day match.
Yeah, it will not reduce a lot, because waterfront also, the year ending is 31st March now. So all our companies, we are keeping a common year ending for ease of accounting. And with that, even the people and the company people, everyone are pushing to get maximum revenue before the end of the year. And so I would say, even if there is an improvement, that improvement may be only 5 or 10%, not more.
We were expecting some orders from Mumbai. They've come through. Okay. And any clarity on Invent JV, when it will start, the revenue potential, and regarding any clarity on manufacturing?
So our engineers are presently in Invent Germany undertaking training. They will be back in the second week of February. And once they are back, we will be taking up all the subsequent steps required to produce that equipment.
Do they have a manufacturing facility there, or some after this JV, will the manufacturing move to India and India will become the manufacturing base?
They have a manufacturing facility, some manufacturing facility in Germany, but 80% of their products are made outside their plant. They don't make it. They mostly assemble it. We already supplied Invent a lot of components from India. So if we do a competent job in quality and price, then definitely they will like to buy from us as well.
Okay. That's all from my end, so I'll get back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Ms. Suruchi Parmar. Kindly unmute yourself and go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity. Actually, I'm new to the business, so pardon me for some basic questions. Just wanted to know, like, how frequently our product needs to be replaced? Like, you have water control grates and screens. So
20 to 25 years.
Okay. Okay, so 20 to 25 years, once you are done with the project, so there is no requirement up to 20, 25 years, correct?
Yeah, at least in that plant.
Okay. So, what do you see the market size in water control gates now?
It's quite huge. Worldwide, it is more than 10,000 crore.
Okay. And I guess we are one of the leading companies in water control gates, correct?
Yeah, at least in the English-speaking countries.
Okay, okay. So in other countries, we face problem because of language or...
Mostly because of language and our not being present in those countries.
Okay, so are you planning something to expand there or you're trying to do anything?
We are growing 25 to 30% in America. We are planning to grow 25 to 30% in UK. I think, madam, we already are planning huge rate of growth in English-speaking countries. Once we have satisfied ourselves with the amount of business we are able to get in those English-speaking countries, then we would be forced to look after for new markets. Most of Asia is English-speaking. We do good in Hong Kong, Singapore. Most of Middle East is English-speaking. We do good in most of the Middle East countries. Only in Europe, UK is English-speaking. Other countries have Deutsch or Spanish or Portuguese or French. In Africa, Horn of Africa mostly is French. We have a French employee who looks after that business. Other than that, wherever Spanish, Portuguese, or French is there, we have problems. So our first focus is going to be only on those countries which are English speaking rather than trying to go everywhere.
Okay.
You must be aware, our is a custom built product. In custom built product, small misunderstanding can cost the company a lot. And if you don't know the language, the chance of making mistakes increases.
And sir, this 1,000 crore revenue which you are eyeing is for which year? 2027 or 28?
2029.
Okay, sir. So going forward, like for this 1,000 crore revenue in 2029, this will mostly come from majorly from water control grates, screens, or the new areas
everything.
You have.
Mix of everything.
Mix of everything. Means storm water, rising sea level will also
yeah.
come.
Yes.
Okay, fine. So definitely then water control gates portion will decrease, correct?
I would prefer water control gate business to go down so that I have a better product mix. But we are in project business. So we never know some projects of water control gates may come, some of screens may come. It all depends upon what type of projects are coming and accordingly we have to supply equipment. So the wish would be that water control gates is around 50% of our total revenue, valves and screens 20-20 and other equipment 10, but it is my wish. Ultimately, whatever is being done in the projects worldwide, we have to supply that.
Okay, sir. So the margins on all these products are similar or any particular product command good margins than the other one?
The margin depends upon the criticality of the project and the size of the project. So for the same product, the margin may be 10% somewhere and 30% elsewhere. So it all depends upon the criticality, the size of the project, what type of competition is there, etc. So margin pattern does not remain same based on product. It remains same based on product size, project criticality, and tough norms of acceptance.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much, sir, for answering my question.
Thank
and all
you.
The best.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I will request Pratik sir for the closing comments.
Thank you, Siddesh. Thank you, everyone, for being present and listening patiently to us. I understand Mr. Sahu could not come online. So if there is any question he has, I am still in a position to answer if it is not 3 or 4 questions. Okay.
There is some technical issue at his side, it seems.
Okay. So in that case, thank you everyone. We are open to any questions you have. You can write to us. It would be our pleasure to reply to you. And I hope when we meet next time, I am in a position to give better results than what we have been able to give this time. With that, I would like to close and say a final thank you to all of you.
Thank you. If you have any additional questions, you can reach out to us anytime. We wish you a good health and look forward to seeing you again in the next quarter. Have a good day.
Thank you.